Chocolate.
Shall we say?
You want a candy bar?
What you do now.
Look, I got a Baby Ruth, sir.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh boy,
what?
You're fucked.
Yo. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a weekly podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. Got a great show for you today. Gonna play a wide variety of music. Gonna play a pretty funny audio clip in a little bit with Dave Grohl kicking a fan out of a concert. Want to thank any new listeners from Comic-Con. I've been spamming the message boards, spamming the Twitter account to get some Comic-Con fans on here. Hope you like the show. I'm a fellow nerd, I guess you can say. I used to be a huge collector. Starting in my youth, I collected Star Wars figures, G.I. Joe figures, coins, stamps. Then I moved on to comics, which I still have, and then I went on to baseball cards in 1989. That was my big baseball year. I bought thousands of Donruss boxes, trying to get that Ken Griffey Jr. card. And then you buy Upper Deck. Upper Deck was about $1 a pack back in 89, which was expensive, but the Ken Griffey Jr. card was worth around 90, so you're always spending all your hard-earned paper out money on baseball cards, and they're all pretty much worthless now, and they're sitting in my garage. So, and then of course your collection continues. DVDs. I started buying DVDs at Costco in college, and then Blu-rays came out, so you start collecting those, and now it's 3D Blu-rays. So the collection battle just never ends. And then there's always porn in the mix too. So go figure. Anyway, gonna start the show off with a band called Battles. They're a cool alternative band with a unique sound. Features former drummer of Helmet. This song is called Ice Cream.
Yeah.
like a buzz, buzz, buzz. Right, 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 right.
Last night I watched a documentary movie called Metal, A Headbanger's Journey. It's been out for a while. It was on the MTV High Definition channel last night. I think it's called Palladia. Anyway, I watched that movie. It's about a metalhead that travels the world looking for answers to the genre of heavy metal music. Highly recommend it. One part I found amusing was when they interviewed the singer of Slipknot. This is his take on metal and masculinity. And then I'm going to play a song by Slipknot. So check this out.
If you want to call it sexist, you could, but you'd be missing something. Masculine in Western culture means freedom. You know, and women are always trying to tie them down and domesticate them. So that's part of the masculinity element.
Metal is probably the last bastion of real rebellion, real masculinity, real men basically getting together and beating their chests. It's perfectly all right for guys to go to a metal show, take their shirts off, and swing them above their heads and go completely insane. Instead of trying to be these, like, sensitive morons or whatever. Yeah, I love women, and I'm totally respectful to them. But at the same time, I'm a guy. I like hanging out with guys and doing dumb shit. It's just that simple. I think metal is one of the few places where you can actually embrace that.
We'll be right back.
All right, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to play an audio clip. This is of David Grohl kicking a fan out of a Foo Fighters concert. I found it pretty amusing, so check this out.
Motherfuckers, stop. No. You don't fucking fight at my show, you asshole. Who's that right there? Let me see him. Who's fighting right now? Who's fighting? Let me see him. It's that fucking guy in the striped shirt right there. Hey, motherfucker, look at you. Hey, look at me. Hey, in the striped shirt. Look at me right here, motherfucker. Look at me. Look at me. Get the fuck out of my show right now. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of my show. Get the fuck out of my show right now. You don't come to my show and fight. You come to my show and fucking dance, you asshole. Get the fuck out of here. I don't put up with that bullshit. You people come here to have a good time. That guy can fuck off. Yeah, whatever. Fucking shut up. That guy was an asshole. He's out of here.
Deep within this.
That last track you heard was by a band called Probot. That's Dave Grohl's side project. It's kind of his metal punk band. He released one album with Probot where each song he teams up with a different punk metal legend. That song features Corrosion of Conformity. Anyway, hey everybody, that's the end of this week's show. Want to thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate it. I want to continue to remind you to follow us on Twitter at Anarchy Anaheim. You can email song requests at anarchyandanaheim@gmail.com. Send your song request. Send suggestions. All is appreciated. Thanks again for tuning in. We're going to end the show off with a psychobilly band. This is a group out of Denmark. They're called the Necromantics. So here you go. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.